Buttons grows mushrooms at an urban farm in Alphington, which she calls the Mushroomery. And she joins us now. Good morning, Buttons.
Good morning.
And it sounds like you're very chill for a market day. Will you be at a farmer's market this morning, Buttons?
Yes, I'm at Abbotsford today, which they've just made a regular weekly thing.
Oh, so that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And tomorrow I'll be at Carlton.
So that's at the Abbotsford Convent.
That's right. Good. It's a beautiful location.
Just gorgeous. And Alphington obviously is not far from there. So describe your urban mushroom farm, Buttons.
All right. So I've got a little farm in the middle of Alphington in 4 shipping containers. So we grow inside. We are experimenting with growing outside. It's just a bit easier to grow inside because we've got so many different types of fungi in the air, in the atmosphere. We breathe in like 10 different types of spores in one breath, which means that they're all those different spores are kind of like the weeds of the mushroom world. So we're competing against those. So once we get into a container, we can sort of filter them out and it makes our job a little bit easier.
So aside from containing the space, what does it take to grow mushrooms?
What does it take? A lot of brain power, a lot of resilience.
and it's been a process, obviously, for you to get here. It sounds like with that intake of breath, it's been a process for you, a resilience for you, build up.
Resilience, we use straw to grow our mushrooms, and we just hydrate the straw and inoculate it with spores. And we're growing in buckets. So we're trying to cut down on our waste, and we reuse the buckets that we grow inside after each round. Yeah.
And Buttons, you know, we talk resilience and grit. What's been the biggest challenge in this process?
I suppose the biggest challenge is definitely competing with other, or trying to make your fungi the strongest fungi. So from time to time we'll have little wipeouts where we end up growing mold instead of mushrooms, which can be quite sad and destroying. But most of the time it's pretty smooth sailing. Mm.
And what kinds of mushrooms are you trying to cultivate? Which ones really get you excited?
Okay, so we're growing oyster mushrooms, and what's interesting is there's just so many varieties of oyster mushrooms available to grow, and they stem from all different spaces throughout the world, different climates, which means that we can grow all sorts of different varieties depending on the season. And so that means that we can grow sort of your subtropical mushrooms in summer, which are sort of more colourful, like yellows and pinks. And as you go into winter, it's more of your darker capped oyster mushrooms.
Mm, and if you're not necessarily familiar with oyster mushrooms, I feel like you spend so much time around them, you will have a brilliant way of describing an oyster mushroom.
Oh, yeah. So oyster mushrooms are a really nice sort of meaty mushroom. They've got a good chew about them. And there's all sorts of different colours. Your whites and your blue monsters are way more chewy, whereas your pinks and your pinks are more sort of a little tougher and a bit more earthy in flavour, whereas your yellows are kind of more subtle, a lot more delicate in texture.
They sort of look like something out of Fantasia or a sort of a magical fairy tale, don't they? But obviously, they're certainly not toadstools.
No. So I suppose a lot of people who come to the market definitely say to me, "Can I eat them?" And I'm like, "Well, of course." A lot of people say they look like coral, especially your pinks and your yellows. So they sort of remind people of something under the sea.
They really do look beautiful. And we're speaking, rather than under the sea, we're speaking under the dirt or under the pea straw with Buttons from the Mushroomery. And we have been chatting a little bit about zero waste this morning. And you mentioned that you grow the mushrooms in buckets. There's a gorgeous installation at the moment at Fed Square, the Future Food System, where you can see a wall of these mushroom buckets, and those oyster mushrooms are exactly what are being grown. It's really quite dramatic to see.
Yeah, so, and that's the beauty of mushrooms. We can grow them in buckets. Most mushroom farmers grow in plastic bags, so it's very rare to come across a farmer who's growing in buckets and reusing them. And I suppose it's a little experimental for us. I've sort of come into mushroom farming with the hope to cut down on waste, and I'm really resistant, you know, with going into using disposable plastic. And so, yeah, we're trying to push it, trying to make it possible. And I suppose the biggest problems with using buckets is the cost of labour. So it's sort of a process of, what we're doing is we're selling our mulch and things like that to try and pay for the bucket washing. Yeah.
So it's the bucket washing that takes the most labour and the most time, by the sounds of things.
Definitely. It's a big, big job, that's for sure.
Isn't that interesting? And so you mentioned people ask you if the mushrooms are edible at the farmers' markets. What other questions do people have?
I suppose a lot of people are asking what to do with them. And the thing is with oyster mushrooms is they're super versatile. You could do anything with them that you do with normal mushrooms. So anything from stir-fried or risotto, throw them in with your roast, or just sauté them with a bit of butter and garlic on toast. Yeah.
Yum. And I recently, a few years ago, discovered the wet fry, which is where you actually don't have to worry about keeping mushrooms dry. That blew my mind. You know, you can cook mushrooms wet and boil them even, and they still hold their shape.
Yeah, and this is the beauty with oyster mushrooms. I mean, you can slow cook them for hours and they won't lose their sort of texture or anything. So I make... one of my favourite things to make is a ragu.
Yeah, yum! Like a slow. I suppose because those oyster mushrooms are a bit like a shredded slow meat. You know, mushrooms are the meat for vegetarians. So that sounds awesome,
right.
Buttons. And Charlie in Carlton on the text line's asking how you avoid using nasty chemicals. How do you sterilise the containers between batches?
Okay. Yeah. So we sort of heat sterilize our straw, and we use a bit of bleach to wash our buckets with, but that's all. And really, if you're growing at home, you don't even need to do that. You know, it's just more of a safety measure for us farmers, because we don't want to contaminate our whole crop.
And the best part, Buttons, because it sounds like, I mean, you spend all of your time with these mushrooms and also educating people. So it sounds like the best thing for us to do is really to visit you. So where can we see you again?
So you can see me at the Abbotsford Farmers Market this weekend, or Carlton. Or you can jump on my website and it will tell you where I am each week. Or come and do a class. I'm doing workshops at the farm and you get a little tour. It's great fun learning how to cook mushrooms.
It truly is great fun. fun guys to spend time with. And it's been so fun speaking with you too, Buttons. Thank you.
Lovely to speak to you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, what a joy. That was Buttons from the Mushroomery, and you can learn more at themushroomery.com.au.